This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
So Chris Rock is meant to take the stage tonight, Perth Arena. If there's a few tickets left, probably not, tickettech.com.au, you might want to check. But we're joined now by Luke Bolland, who happened to bump into Chris Rock at one of the most awesome places in the most awesome way last night here in Perth. Hey, Lukey.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So, as a sentence, this is fantastic. Chris Rock shocked patrons with an impromptu performance at the Charles Hotel last night, and you were next door after him. Now, that's got to be both unbelievably annoying and amazing at the same time. But let's not worry about that for now. How do these things happen? Did you know it was happening?
I arrived just to do a normal stand-up comedy gig. Mm-hmm. And as I get there, the promoter says, oh, by the way, you're on a good night because there's a good chance Chris Rock's going to be stopping by. And I'm like, excuse me? Can we just, do you mean like the Chris Rock, not just someone who happens to have the same name? And apparently his security had come through and swept the venue, and he was considering, but he hadn't decided if he was 100% coming because he was a bit jet lagged.
Oh.
So then I'm waiting to go on. They're like, you may not be on next because Chris might be arriving in a moment. And then he just kind of, you know, these cars with blackened out windows pull out back and he gets ushered in. They're like, yeah, you won't be on next. Chris will be on next.
Oh,
and so
wow.
Then you're just kind of awkwardly standing next to him at the side of the stage. You're like, so, you've been one of my comedy heroes for 20 years. This is not weird at all.
Is that actually what you said to him? Like, what was the conversation like between two? Because you've got to have a moment to have a quick chat.
I just said, hey, it's really nice to meet you. And there's that thing with celebrities that are that famous. You don't know if they're going to be cool or not. Because, like, I can remember a few years ago when Lisa and I met Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
And
think,
Bryan Adams, Canadian. He's going to be a chill dude.
Yeah, I know the story.
I didn't realize you had the same experience, Luke.
This is gold.
Yeah. Bryan Adams, not a good guy. So Chris Rock, you're like, please don't be like that. I was kind of chatting and he was super nice and he was asking me, you know, what's the local reference for a supermarket? What's the local reference for, you know, all that kind of stuff so he can, you know, what's the dodgy suburb in Perth?
What was your answer to that?
I didn't say goggles because then he's tripping on my territory. That's where I live. You don't drop it. So I gave him Gheroween and he dropped Gheroween in the act and that went down well with the crowd.
Wicked.
All right. Yep. You know, but, put Chris Rock writer on your resume.
And then I said, look, I hate to be that guy, but can I take a photo with you if I promise I won't put it straight on social media so people don't know you're here? And he just looked at me and went, yeah, that's cool. So he was happy to take a photo with me and was really cool about it.
Now, what was it like when he walked out on stage in the audience expecting another great night of local laughs, you know, in a really nice size venue when they wouldn't have had a clue Chris Rock is about to walk on stage?
So they said, look, we've got a special guest and he's a big celebrity, movie star, TV star. So you're going to have to put your phones away. No one's allowed to record anything. No one's allowed to videotape or you will be ejected. But please put your hands together and welcome Chris Rock. And the crowd, half of them went crazy. Half of them were just picking their jaws up off the floor no, surely not.
The last time this happened, it was when Prince was in town before he did it. Because he had that real impromptu sort of series of shows that he was doing. And then he decided, I think it was at Eve Nightclub.
He just surprised the
crowd there as well,
Years ago, Robin Williams did one over East. And I remember reading online that
this isn't auguring well for Chris Rock. We've got to change the direction of this. All right. Well, that is what an amazing experience.
Yeah. Nice work, mate.
Night.
Well, thanks for sharing your story, Luke. Good to chat to you, mate.
My pleasure.
Hit us with this, Lise.
Well, a very big story has been doing the rounds today. Perhaps we're all freaking out over a slip of the tongue, or perhaps someone slipped big time. Blinktooth British rapper Goldie may have just accidentally blurted out the identity of the mysterious artist we know as Banksy. And it may just be that Banksy is Robert Del Naja from hit group Massive Attack. Yes, that Massive Attack. Or maybe you know Massive Attack better for this track.
Love is a verb. Love is a doing word. Fear.
Maybe you just recognise him from this one. Coincidentally, one of my absolute all-time favourite lines in a song. By the way, can we just take a moment? Massive attack, massive band. Apparently, Goldie was so deep in discussion about the iconic Banksy during a recent podcast, he forgot and referred to him as Robert.
Oh.
Fans were very quick to surmise Goldie was referring to Robert Del Naja.
Interesting. Okay. Now, we've had some progress on this, right? our resident British rapper expert, Ross Edwards, Arvo's guy here at Mix
94.5. Hi, Ross.
Hey, mate.
Hey, matey.
Now, tell us what happened this afternoon. You've been busy tweeting.
I have been doing the odd bit of tweeting this afternoon because I'm a fan of all of the parties involved, including yours.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Goldie is, well, he's a bit of a loose lips, but... I tweeted him to get some clarification because I think it's a tabloid beat-up. Mm. This story's been around for a little while. It's been around for about 10 years, actually. I think it's trying to find the...
No, thanks, mate.
Thinking they've found the identity of Banksy, but he tweeted me back and said, basically, am I that gullible to believe that you would...
straight through the heart.
...out Banksy?
Yeah, but... Yeah. Roscoe, I mean, like, that's you would expect him to say that. Like, if he's trying to keep it all quiet, if he's like, no, you know what, I stuffed up here, but I got to play it down, I would expect him to come back and go, you know, yeah.
And here's the thing, I think you're right. I think he's being caught speaking out of school here because guess what?
What?
He's blocked me.
Oh, no! That is huge. Oh, you've really made it if you've been blocked by Goldie.
Oh,
the
wow.
only thing better would to be blocked by Banksy.
There you go, Ross. There's a challenge for you for the weekend. Have a couple of reds and start tweeting Banksy.
Who apparently is not Robert Del Naja, if you believe Goldie, who's now backtracking. So who knows?
But hey, Robert.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Who is Robert is now the new what's Covfefe?
Thanks,
hey,
Roscoe.
Have a good weekend.
Baxter and Me tells a story of Gillian Lay's life through her dog companions. For more on this, and just in time, considering it's International Bring Your Dog to Work Day, Gillian joins us on the phone now. Hello, Gillian.
Hi.
This is quite the personal endeavour, a dogumentary, if you will. it is about you and your dog, and it raises such an interesting question. And that is, we have it here in Perth, we love our dogs and we empathise with dogs so much. How come we don't do the same with our own species?
I think also the film raises the question, given the way we feel about dogs, why do we treat other animals the way we do, I guess?
Oh, right. Well, it certainly does raise that question here, Gillian, because I don't know if you're across it, but just recently we had a horrendous incident in Perth where a Labrador, and you have a Labrador, so you'll relate, was stabbed dead in a park. It was in court last week. There were scenes outside the court reminiscent of when, you know, a child was abducted in the 70s and people would be calling for blood. I hadn't seen that for years.
It's funny, actually, when you go, as I have on occasions, into sort of Facebook, if you like, stuff about someone who's mistreated a dog. I mean, this particularly happens in America, I find. You go deeper and deeper until you've got a whole lot of people wanting the person to be tortured and dragged behind the car. And you go... Look, I'm not sure that's exactly the response.
That's the crazy end of Facebook.
Look, a few days later, there was a guy walking a dog and the guy got stabbed and we didn't hear anything about it. It's like, it's, you know, like he's okay, man thank
bites,
goodness.
Man,
but
dog bites man, that's normal. Mm. Man bites dog, that's a story.
Yeah.
So, Baxter and Me, it is just you and your dog, isn't it?
It's me and my dog, Baxter, over a year in our life. And then it flashes back to a bit of a memoir of the ups and downs in my life, issues with intimacy, being a feminist, being in the anti-war movement, going to film school, blah, blah, blah. But it's always measured by the dogs that I had then.
All right.
Well, hang on. You can't just say all that sort of stuff and then go blah, blah, blah. I mean, that is quite the case of history there, Gillian.
Yeah. So, I've had an interesting life. Let's just say that, you know. So, look, it's been always, I've nearly always had dogs. Mm. And they've been, and even if I probably treated them quite badly when I was younger, in the sense of not really thinking about them or what they wanted or necessarily keeping them safe. You know, when I started to make this film, I looked at Baxter one day and thought, what the hell am I doing living with this large, big beast in my house? Mm.
Letting him into the bed, as you say, and, you know, at the table. I understand.
That's right. Yes, one of my friends, I put the plate down on the floor just as a habit after I finish a meal, and she said, I'm never going to eat at your place
again. Oh, I know.
Washer. But if you were an alien and you came, you know, onto the earth.
And who's picking up whose poo in a yellow bag? Yes.
What's going on here? These two species.
You're right.
Well, it premieres Wednesday, July 19 at Event Cinemas in Looloo. Demand Film and the film's director will donate $5 from every ticket sold to the Dogs Refuge Home in WA in Shenton Park. And additional opportunities to donate will also be presented on the checkout page when you purchase your tickets as well. You can see more details through Event Cinemas in Lou's website.
Thank you very much. It was lovely talking to you too. And your listeners.
Same Bye-bye. To you. Bye.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.